My first guest on Booked today is reporter Jason Gonzalez, who writes for Chalkbeat Colorado, online at chalkbeat.org or co.chalkbeat.org. His latest story on the looming cuts to education funding is called COVID Budget Toll. Education won't be spared as lawmakers face $3.3 billion hole. It's nice to meet you, by phone at least. Thanks for joining me, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get into the grim state budget news and what it will mean for higher education funding, let me ask you about yourself. Whenever a journalist appears on the show for the first time, I like to give listeners a glimpse between the lines. So what is Chalkbeat exactly? How long have you been with the org, and where did you come from most recently?
Yeah, so Chalkbeat is a nonprofit journalism site. We cover primarily education. We're national, but we have a presence here in Colorado. I have been with Chalkbeat for about a month and a week now, and so brand new to this beat to Chalkbeat, not new to Colorado. I'm from Greeley, and I came before this from the Tennessean in Nashville, and I was covering legislative matters, higher education, K-12 before.
And you actually graduated from CU Boulder, is that right?
Yes, yes, I did. Yeah.
Well, so a subject expert in higher ed in Colorado. one more question about your resume. You were a 2018 Education Writers Association Reporting Fellow and a 2020 Woodrow Wilson Higher Education Media Fellow. Congrats on the recognition. Is your work at Chalkbeat part of this latest fellowship?
Yeah, so with the Woodrow Wilson Foundation Fellowship, we'll be covering career and technical education in the state, and that's along with another fellow in the state, Jenny Brundine from Colorado Public Radio.
That's awesome. All right, well, it's a challenging time for everyone in public education right now, and that includes the number crunchers on the state's Joint Budget Committee, led in part by our local Republican state senator, Bob Rankin. What is the scale of the projected revenue shortfall Colorado lawmakers are dealing with?
So this is a $3.3 billion revenue shortfall. It's about 25% of the of spending. It's just a massive hole related to the COVID shutdowns. And so lawmakers right now are trying to figure out how to cut or try to lobby the federal government for funds for a bailout.
And one reason for this shortfall is the Gallagher Amendment, which is expected to trigger the second largest property tax cut in Colorado history and cripple many local budgets. We don't have time to get into the property tax policy, but what are some of the other big causes for these threats to education funding and other expenses?
But as far as just the general threats, when we're talking about higher education specifically, I mean, it really competes for funding from several other areas, transportation, prisons, human services, and then K-12 schools and Medicaid make up about 62% of the state's general fund. So, you know, when you're talking about higher education, you know, you have this large fund of money that really doesn't have any mandated spending. So, you know, when you're talking about K-12, you're talking about Medicaid, you know, you have to spend on those. Higher ed really doesn't have any sort of mandate whatsoever because, in some ways it can make up tuition and, revenue through tuition.
How much of the state's overall spending goes to colleges now, and how is Colorado doing generally compared with other states around the country?
So it's dropped over the years. And right now we are at just above 9% of the total general fund spending. That's put Colorado in a place where it's near the bottom in overall state spending across the nation. So we are looked at a couple different numbers, about 48.
Wow. There are other cuts a year or two away. What's expected to happen to local school districts in the next couple of fiscal years?
So as far as K-12 schools, I mean, it's hard to say what lawmakers are going to do right now. A lot of the tougher decisions have been held off. You know, they're going into a budget sort of committee session next week that will really look at these harder cuts. And right now, lawmakers have got the budget to a place where it's sort of flat, and then they're going to have to take some cuts out from there. And what that means is essentially the last few weeks they've gotten to a place where they've stripped any sort of budget increases that were expected before COVID, and now they're going to start cutting deeper. And there's really no telling what might happen from that point. I mean, we've heard some different things. It just depends on a lot of it depends on next week and what they do end up deciding. It's going to be some really tough decisions for lawmakers.
My guest is reporter Jason Gonzalez. As you wrote in another article for Chalkbeat Colorado last week, the state's higher education budget was cut dramatically in 2001 and 2009, the last major recession in Colorado. When funding to colleges goes down, of course, one of the first things that happens is tuition goes up. This time around, what will that look like, and what are the expected impacts? Like, what can we project is going to be a tuition response level? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And so from what I'm hearing from lawmakers and what I'm hearing from schools is they do not want to raise tuition by a high amount. The numbers floated right now is leave it at about 3%. Why not raise tuition further? Well, when you look at that 2001 recession and the Great Recession in 2009, and you know, costs really inflated for families. So Colorado at one time paid 2/3 of all college revenue. They now pay less than 1/3. And so if you take CU Boulder, my alma mater, of course, state revenue is about 5% overall. So families have really taken on the brunt of paying for college revenue and keeping them afloat as lawmakers have pulled back support. Will families be willing to pay more during a time when it's remote instruction? I don't know. It sounds like from some surveys, they don't really want to be. And overall enrollment, because of the coronavirus, has dipped. And you know, schools are refunding tuition, they're refunding fees. Of course, there is some federal CARES money. It doesn't go all the way to recouping those losses, and in some cases, it doesn't even go all the way to recouping those losses. So, you know, there's a point right now where you can look at tuition and say, we can raise so much, but are families going to be willing to take that, you know, cost upon themselves when in this economy, it's already tough to take on other costs?
And it sounds like one of the most dramatic outcomes could be, you write, quote, the state's more vulnerable colleges facing a death spiral, end quote. I've heard Western Colorado University in Gunnison has been, you know, on the chopping block over the years. Is that considered one of the more vulnerable colleges?
Yes. So Western Colorado, Adams State, From the legislative documents, the staff from the Joint Budget Committee, which is the one going through all of these budget decisions, the staff has said, you know, they're really unsure whether Adams and Western will be able to take up to a 10% cut. And of course, you know, across the state, we're looking at 25% of general fund or revenue. You know, how do lawmakers then go into that and say, all right, how do we protect these schools? Just don't know at this point. So, you know, if it could really very dramatically alter the way these schools look. I've heard from Colorado Department of Higher Education, the community college system, they don't want to see some of their most vulnerable schools in the most rural parts of the state fail. They want to make sure that there are some safeguards in place so they do continue. But what that looks like in the future, I mean, I just don't have a crystal ball for that. And I don't think anyone has a crystal ball
exactly.
for that right now.
Right, exactly. Well, you also mentioned in your article from last week, some of the community and junior colleges that I had never even heard of, Otero Junior College, Lamar mm-hmm. Community College, and Trinidad State Junior College. So certainly the smaller schools could also be you know, on the bad end of this. We're going to have to leave it there for time. Jason Gonzalez from Chalkbeat, Colorado, online at co.chalkbeat.org. Really excited to have you covering a beat you obviously know very well and are learning more about, of course, back home in Colorado. Thank you so much for speaking to KD&K, and look forward to keeping up with your work at Chalkbeat.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a great day.